This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yassin speaking to you from Philadelphia on August the 11th around 9:30 in the evening. I made a previous lecture today, which you can go to my Facebook page and review. But I want to make a very short and concise comment on the unfortunate issues surrounding Imam Siraj and his family members. There's a lot of conjecturing and unsubstantiated public reactions to the unfortunate issues regarding the family members of Imam Siraj Wahhaj. Now, some of these conjectures are well-meaning and are sincere reactions to the media's sensationalism and historical exploitation of such issues. While most of the comments are just judgmental, baseless, and subjective. In this short statement, I want to just simply say that all of us need to reread the many references in the Quran and the Sunnah regarding hearsay, slander, conjecture, tale-bearing, gossip, and backbiting. Now, since we all use social media, and most of us have the Quran in our houses, and we also have access to the sources of the Sunnah, there's no need for me to delineate the many verses and ahadith about this issue. It's clear. But we need to reread it and then apply it to our own selves. At this critical time, every Muslim who knows Imam Siraj should be praying for the Imam and his family. That's what we need to be doing. Nothing is more powerful than prayer and good words. And we should be reserving our opinions until the clear evidence is uncovered. Now, this is not evidence about Imam Siraj, this is evidence regarding his family members. Secondly, we must vigilantly defend the honor and the integrity of our Imam. Again, we must vigilantly defend the honor and the integrity of Imam Siraj from the diabolical motives of the mainstream media sources, because their aim is not to promote or to publish the truth. It is to sell newspapers. It is to sell newspapers, increase their ratings, and continue to undermine and demonize Islam and Muslims everywhere. Today, it is Imam Siraj. Tomorrow, it is you, or I, or anyone, for that matter, who represents and articulates the principles of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Imam and his family, to protect the Imam, his family, and his congregation from the snakes, the dogs, the hyenas, and the devils who live for the smell of blood and historically have never been fair or faithful when it comes to Islam and Muslims. Finally, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, This is the time that all of the organizations and individuals, especially in the United States of America and around the world, whom the Imam has served for the past 40 years, this is the time that they should repay his service by coming forward to put a wall of defense and support for the Imam. I don't need to say anything more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause all of us to reflect upon this matter as Muslims. And as for those who are not Muslims, if you are fair-minded individuals, then we ask you to continue to be decent and dignified in your treating of this issue. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mm-hmm.